Did Charles Darwin himself think evolution marched inevitably toward greater complexity and, ultimately, to human beings? Historian and philosopher of science Robert Richards says yes. As he told Steve Paulson, this is a highly unorthodox view among Darwin scholars.
Darwin came to the view that progress, the development of more complex creatures, would be the inevitable outcome. And it was progress not simply in, as it were, biological complexity, the complexity of physiology and anatomy, but he also foresaw, at least the early Darwin did, a moral progress, that the universe was oriented toward the production of human beings. That's at least clear from his early notebooks.
Well, I have to say that this is not at all the conventional view among Darwinian scholars. I mean, most people I've talked to say that Darwin was the one who killed all sense of teleology and moral purpose.
Right.
I mean, sort of the great revolutionary idea of Darwin was that he divorced evolution from any sense of meaning or purpose.
I think that's the usual interpretation. You're absolutely right. But from my perspective, what has happened is there has been a rereading or a reading of contemporary neo-Darwinism back into Darwin's accomplishment. And needless to say, Darwin was not a neo-Darwinian. I certainly accept the orthodox view of evolutionary biologists today. But I don't think that was exactly Darwin's view.
It sounds like you're saying that this is all very interesting historically, but Darwin got it wrong, given what we now know about how evolution works.
Well, there's a certain sense in which any scientist that worked 2 years ago got it wrong, that his science develops, it progresses, but it's built upon earlier accomplishments. And there is certainly no doubt that what Darwin accomplished in The Origin of Species formed the foundation for the development of modern biology. But I think one of the other aspects of reexamining what Darwin accomplished is to appreciate Darwin's moral theory. And from his perspective, human beings are intrinsically moral creatures. Now, there has been, I would say, in the last, 50, 60 years, a presumption that natural selection has produced creatures that, namely us, that are selfish. That wasn't Darwin's view.
Now, in the larger debate about evolution and religion, it would seem there is a great deal at stake about this whole question of purpose. I mean, it's just hard for a lot of religious believers to stomach the idea that evolution is strictly a product of random genetic mutations, that there is no underlying purpose, and human beings are just an evolutionary accident. Would you say this is an important question in terms of how we think about evolution?
Well, I think it certainly is. I mean, to follow out Darwin's trajectory just a little bit, The Origin of Species, published in 1859, that's the first edition. It goes through six editions, and Darwin is always changing it and responding to his critics. But it's during this period that there's a certain sense in which Darwin became a neo-Darwinian, so that by the mid-1860s, he had lost belief in a personal God. The term that he thought that best suited him was that formulated by his friend Thomas Henry Huxley, namely agnosticism. He was an agnostic. But when pressed, is this all a matter of chance? He said, well, he found it very difficult to believe that it was all a matter of chance, but then he said, but it's all very complex, and let each person believe what he will. And I guess I don't think the scientific evidence is going to allow us to move one way or the other on that question.
University of Chicago historian of science Robert Richards talking with Steve Paulson.
Darwin pondered variations, the reasons for mutation. He